born in Wisconsin. Morning world, it's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
I was going to try to stretch and give you time there. But Terry's with us. The band's back together. We're going to have some fun on a Friday and kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm soaking wet. It is just pouring rain up here. How are you guys?
Dry.
Yeah, we actually, it's been dry. Now, it did rain a bit on and off yesterday, of course, but so far today, we've been all right. We should get her an umbrella. We need to get you. Brittany, do you have one?
Oh, of course. I've got plenty, but I'm just going to go dance in the rain.
Was that? Yeah. Oh, God, I love being in the rain. I was in it yesterday a bit, and I apologize, Brittany. That seems almost insulting to ask a weather person if they have an umbrella. That was just wrong on my part. That was. What are we looking at for the weekend?
So funny.
What are we looking at?
Well, first of all, I'm taking it for the team because that line of heavy rain, the cutoff, is right between us. Okay, so Marshfield is getting hit. I'm getting hit. You're staying dry. But do keep in mind, this could swing a little south to you. So you're right there. Chances for rain do continue throughout the afternoon. Unfortunately, through tonight, kind of scatters out a little bit more tomorrow morning, and then it should start to leave the area by the evening. Now, we'll stay mostly dry on Sunday, but then at night, showers and thunderstorms move through, and those continue to be the pattern as we go into next week as the heat and humidity really starts to build. So temperatures today, the coolest will be over the next 7 days. Highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow will hit the mid-70s. Sunday will flirt with 80, and then by next week, we'll be in the mid-80s, and the dew points will be humid, so keep that in mind.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking
forward,
not the humidity, but the heat. Just warmth. I'm looking forward to warmth. That's what I'm looking forward to. That's Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Stay dry when you can, although enjoy that dancing, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Will do. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Brittany Merlot joining us. Best in the business right there. We appreciate you guys joining us. We got a lot of fun things to get into this morning. We're going to get an update from the United Way in just a moment. A little bit later. Today is the only Friday the 13th of the year, Terry.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I found that out this morning.
A big day.
We're going to talk about that. Of course, we also got to make you a star with our Culver's Star of the Day. We'll be doing that after the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some entertainment news for you in the 10 o'clock hour, where we'll talk about what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage. And, of course, we'll get you ready for Father's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about fathers and the type of important mentors they can be and deodorant recommenders. That is, they're both very, very in line with each other. Also, dad jokes. I want to get into the dad jokes. We have to make time for this topic. Father's Day, what joke will your dad just not let go of? There's some good ones there.
Really bad ones.
Oh, yes. I love them. All that coming up for you. But Terry, if you don't mind, I know that we like to start our show off and end with an update from the United Way. We appreciate the time from you and your team. And I got to hang out with some of your team the other day because I was over at the zoo for your great book giveaway. Got to read to some of the kids a little bit. It was a lot of fun. And I want to thank them, the parents and guardians and everybody that brought the kids down. We had a really nice crowd. The zoo is a perfect location. I love any chance to be over there, and a shout out to them. But I would like to send a special shout out to Miss Kitty. She not only let me cut ahead of her, which was really nice of her and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very nice of her. Which, by the way, I should be opening for her. She's the main act.
I was going to say, what are you doing cutting?
Yeah, it's no cutting. That's the way, just as a show should go. You have the big act finish second and everything, So not only that, but just couldn't be a more fun, sweet person to talk to. And I do appreciate her time being there. Actually, I think this is our third or fourth year in a row that I've seen her there, and I'm sure she has done plenty of other things throughout the year. So we do appreciate you. Thank you, Miss Kitty. I appreciate that, and it was nice to see you again. It was a really fun event. We've got a couple more days of this, Terry.
Yeah, so Great Book Giveaway is exactly what it says, right? We're giving away books to kids so that they can keep them well, indefinitely, but it's a, you know, for summer, to hopefully prevent some summer slide and some reading slide that happens with kids when they're not in school. So this is an exciting way to have new books, new to them, gently used books at home. And so we do have four events left. So this has been running all week. Today we are at the library in Adams Friendship and again at the library in Rome this afternoon. And then on Monday we will be at the YMCA here in Wisconsin Rapids, and on Tuesday at the Lester Public Library in Vesper. So we do encourage people to come on out. You can get more specifics, the times and that kind of thing on our website at uwswac.org. But basically designed to be about a 30-minute event, outdoors if possible. If not, we'll slide inside if, you know, like today where we might get caught in the rain.
Yeah.
But the idea is that, you know, you bring your kiddos out and they are read to by volunteers like Kitty and James and many other of our great long-term volunteers that we've had. They will come on out, read a book to the kids. Maybe it's their favorite book. Maybe it's just a book that they grab off of our table. And then kids get to pick, you know, two or three books to take home and they're theirs. So it's super fun.
It's a great event, and again, you could be a part of it. They got their next one coming up at 10:30 today, and as Terry said, that'll be at the Adams County Library in Adams. And then at 1:30 at Lester Public Library of Rome today, that'll be going on. We'll give you the dates and times for next week's as we get on Monday, we get back here and everything. And plenty of other stuff going on over there, Terry. I don't know when you guys have a chance to breathe. But where did you want to go next? Because there's so many things we can talk about.
Yeah, so we have going on, I guess, two things. One, our diaper drive ends this weekend. We are still accept diapers through Monday because it's a community-wide baby shower, so to speak, right? So we're collecting diapers, wipes, and creams from Mother's Day to Father's Day. And, you know, we've had a pretty good response so far, but of course we can always take more. This is our second year doing this, and this year we did expand to the Adams County part of our service area, so I do want to call that out. We are collecting diapers at our United Way office here in Wisconsin Rapids, but if you would like to give in Adams, you can make a drop of diapers at either of the libraries that we just referenced, Rome or Adams Friendship Library, and also at the county market in Adams Friendship. So you could drop items there or certainly make a monetary donation for either area, and all of those dollars will be used to purchase diapers to add to what the distribution will be. So we'll be looking to distribute diapers probably not next week, but the following week to WIC in Adams County, and then here in Southwood County to the Family Center, to Focus, and to First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center. So we will have, you know, lots of fun social media posts with our diaper drops, but we do encourage people, get involved, drop off diapers. We are at the office till 4 o'clock today, and then again Monday 8:30 to 4, where you can make drop-offs, or monetary donations can be made online at uwswac.org.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. It's a great impact you can make on our community, just as simple as diapers. And I certainly want to remind everybody about Striking Out Hunger, Terry.
Yeah, United We Can is next week, Tuesday. So our local teams will be building food sculptures at the Rafter game. So they build during the day from 10 to 4. And then we encourage you to come on out, join us for the game, 6:35 game at Witter Field. And you can see all the food sculptures, which is super fun. We've got a good number. I believe there's 9, and then there'll be 10 with the McMillan library folks come and they just build something out of the cans that are donated. So that's pretty challenging, right? Like you have to just roll with what you have.
Very challenging.
We do encourage you to bring a food donation. So if you make a donation, you can get a free ticket to the game, a free bleacher seat. But also, you know, just the idea of, you know, making a donation. So if you can bring some canned goods, again, just a reminder to folks, these are non-expired. We can't pass along expired food to the pantry. So, you know, please make a donation if you are able. Our friends from McMillan Memorial Library will be building a sculpture out of those just for fun. You get to vote on your favorite sculpture. So community choice based on size. We've got some smaller sculptures, less than 500 cans. And then we've got large ones over 500. So, you know, of course, just looking forward to the fun of this event and a great night out at the ballpark.
It's going to be a blast. We'll meet you there at Winterfield. We'll be talking more about this next week as we get a gear up for it and everything, and as we have been getting ready for it. I know that we've had a lot of the community reaching out and asking, you know, how they can be a part of things. And as Terry was saying, especially if you haven't put a team together or something like that, you can still come to the game, bring a non-perishable food item, and there is always ways outside of just this day to impact this great cause.
For sure, and if you're able to attend the game, we also get the opportunity for two things, two ways to raise money around hunger, and that is a 50-50 raffle, so that's always fun. You know, you could win half. The other is we get to do what's called a miracle minute, so we get to pass buckets and collect people's, you know, maybe it's their spare change or a couple dollar bills if you're willing to throw those in, so that'll be happening during the game as well.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. Again, you can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. And be certain to follow the United Way on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Terry, I mentioned thanking Miss Kitty and everything, but I appreciate you too because you have been a big help and a big opportunity for me to be able to do a lot of things that I've wanted to do in the community. Through our relationship, I've been able to do the United Weekend event and some of those things. And I don't know if I've ever really I've shown, you know, how much I appreciate that and everything. Well, here at over at our sister station, WIRI, we got new sunglasses. and these are yours, Terry.
Oh, good. Can I wear them at night?
Yes, you can wear them. Exactly. You knew. You saw exactly where I was going.
I can
with
see
that.
Right through you. Wait till I put these X-ray vision goggles on.
Oh, that was great. You did. That was so good. You saw exactly where I was going with
I
that.
Love it. Thank you.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to head on over there, bookmark that page, and keep up to date on all the things that our United Way is doing in our community. And keep in mind, 2-on-1 is always a great reference for you. If you are especially new in town, I know we've had a lot of locals in the last year or two, or new people coming in, and this is one of the first things I'll tell them is 2-on-1, that's a great one. You need to know when garbage and recycling is in your neighborhood or something along those lines. The stuff that just can be hard to find sometimes, 2-on-1 can be a great resource.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we let taglines drop, and this is maybe old, but, you know, what we used to say for 2-on-1 is to give or get help. Mm-hmm. And it's still just very, very relevant, right? Yeah. Like if you have something maybe that you want to donate or you need help. And the other cool thing about our 2-on-1 is we answer calls for the Wisconsin Recovery Addiction Helpline as well. So that's a really important resource for members of the community that maybe are struggling with their own addiction or, you know, the support person for someone who is struggling with addiction. So this is a service that is also offered through 2-on-1, and some of the 2-on-1 resource specialists or agents that answer the phone have specialized training in working through some of those challenges. So, you know, it can be as simple as what you said, when is recycling, but it also can be complex. Like, you know, there's someone in my home that struggles with addiction. Help us. So, you know, I think that if there is not a resource available through 2-on-1, they will tell you. We will track that so then we know what the unmet needs are. But, you know, those agents are really really specialized and truly, you know, caring to the bone, right? Like they are working so hard to find resources for people. So I do encourage you, if you have a need of any kind, to call 2-on-1.
UWSWAC.org website to go to. We'll be back and talking, doing some celebrating with our friends from El Cafe coming up on the morning show at WFHR. It is time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. If you're not able to make it this morning or anything, you got, of course, got tonight because they got that famous Friday fish fry going on over there. Be sure to head on over there tonight for extended hours. And if that is all great, but Saturday mornings, you got to check this out. Come one, come all. It is story time and the Teddy Bear Raffle with Kathy McGrath. That is going on from 10 to 10:45 tomorrow at El Cafe. Be sure to check it out, everybody, and have some fun with that one. That's going to be a good time.
Kathy's also one of our readers for Great Book NYC.
Of course she is. She's great. Yeah. Head on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR, everybody. And keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Info at WFHR.com. And, of course, you can message us as well as you can email, direct message us as well on our Facebook pages. And you can call up 715-424-2222. 800-800-6600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, which you want to keep handy because we got three more opportunities today for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. So be listening for that, everybody. Terry, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right, gives us that one. And I need a one through four.
Wow. Really?
Four. Yeah. All right, gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating here. And first up, just one group to put the spotlight on, celebrating their 33rd anniversary, Dave and Patty Urban.
Happy anniversary.
You're our qualifiers, gang. Hope you guys have a great anniversary. Enjoy. Having an anniversary on a Friday seems like a nice one. That seems like a good fit right there.
Feels like a whole weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. And celebrate 33 years all weekend long, Dave and Patty. And on Saturday, wish a happy birthday to Jamie Sheraton.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Enjoy the day, Jamie. And to our qualifier, Ash Rebecca.
Happy birthday.
She has performed here a couple of times with us on Director's Playhouse and here in studio. Anna plays music. Anna is great. She's wonderful. Very talented artist. And then we take a look at Sunday, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and to everybody missing their dads out there. We wish you a great one. We want to wish a very happy birthday on Sunday to Civic Media's own Thomas Weaver.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom. Enjoy the day. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Jody Cook.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Enjoy the day, Jody. And then we have two special ones here, Terry. We have celebrating their 40th anniversary, Gary and Pamela Shaw.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 40th, you two. We wish you guys a great one. And also celebrating their 40th anniversary, Greg and Deanne Johnson.
Happy anniversary.
Now, we have a note here. Thank you, Pam, for putting this on here. Greg and Deanne and Gary and Pam were married at the same church, separate ceremonies. That's a busy day.
No kidding.
That's a very busy
day. I was thinking, I just helped with a wedding at our church last weekend, and it's a lot doing one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
And I wasn't even part. I mean, I was like just helping from the church standpoint. So
that's a wonderful one. Happy 40th, you guys. 40th anniversary is a Ruby anniversary, keeping that in mind. But then our qualifier today.
Wait, was that directed towards the guys?
Just a quick note in there. Trying to Ruby. Help them out. Trying
Ruby.
To help them out. And then our qualifier for Sunday is Carol Romansky, mother of Deanne Johnson, whose wedding anniversary is June 15th.
So, yeah. And Carol actually used to work for us at United Way for over 30 years, and Deanna would pop in. So
how great is that? Awesome. You can't plan this stuff. That's
happy birthday, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
What a great day.
Wishing you guys a great one, and enjoy Sunday, everybody. That's going to be fun. Let's take a look at who you share your birthdays with. For today, Aaron Taylor Johnson is 35. Quicksilver, he's been in a couple of different things, but a number of people have him in mind for the next James Bond, and we will see if that happens or not. I think he'd be a perfect fit for it. I think he'd be a good fit, but we'll see. I like him. He's a very good actor. Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen are 39 today.
No way.
Wow. Wow. Their sister Elizabeth Olsen is a Scarlet Witch in the MCU. She's been a little bit more of a star lately, but Mary Kate and Ashley will always be stars. I don't know if they're that will ever fade down.
And I don't know if they could ever, I mean, they can, but in my head, like, they can never get away from Full House.
Yeah, there's certain especially for certain child actors. I heard Drew Barrymore say once that there are fans that still talk to her about E.T. So, you know, I mean, you never know. Kat Dennings is 39 today. You know her from Two Broke Girls, 40-year-old virgin. She's been in a couple of things. She's in the Thor movies. I like her. She's good. Speaking of the Thor movies and the Marvel Universe, Captain America is 44 today. Chris Evans. Such a good actor. Such a good actor.
Yeah.
I mention it every year on his birthday. He's got some good stuff, but the movie Puncture, it is based on a real story. He plays a very troubled lawyer in it, and it's based on a true story, and it's one of the most perfect and impactful movies I'll ever see in my life.
I was worried you were going to say it was like a horror movie when you said it was Puncture on Friday the 13th.
It's based on a true story of especially what was happening and still is happening in ERs around the country with needles and where there are ER nurses and doctors trying to deliver these needles and they break. They don't puncture. Or they puncture them and can pass on a disease or some of these things. The movie is all focused on this and these conglomerates Democrats who would not do the right thing by people and by their customers. It's an important movie, and one of the top 10 movies I will recommend to people. Like, if you are only going to watch a couple of movies, this is one.
And
of them.
He's in it.
And he is not only in it; it's the best acting you'll ever see from him. And he's good. He doesn't do bad work, but that performance of his is criminally underrated. It's a great movie. Let's see here. Rivers Cuomo is 55, lead singer of Weezer, and one of the main contributors to not only that band, but that genre of music, really. Ally Sheedy is 63. I love Ally Sheedy. I didn't see this before. Member of the Rat Pack, Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, Short Circuit, but I will mention War Games. That was my favorite of hers back in the day. That's where I loved Ally Sheedy, man. I still do. She's great. Tim Allen is 72. I can't do with Tim's growl.
Why aren't there reruns of that show anywhere?
Yeah, that's a great question. Wow, yeah.
You know,
it's definitely in syndication, or it should be in syndication.
And totally family friendly. Absolutely. You know, like, I just...
Oh, it's a fun show.
Wow,
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
No, me either. But I was just, when you said that, I was like, you know, why isn't that on?
And we don't, Tim Allen, I don't know that he gets the credit he should. Like, going from where he did, taking a bit character, and back in the day, and the time in stand-up when he was doing stand-up, you had to have a bit. You had to have something. And he had an original one and spun that into, obviously, Home Improvement and everything. But not just that, spun it into the Buzz Lightyear character and doing voiceover work, the Santa Claus movies where he plays Santa Claus, and obviously, you know, he's had a couple of other TV shows. Speaking of Kat Dennings, he has a show with her right now. I think it got turned into a second season. So I believe this is like his fourth TV show that has been successful or moderately successful. All of that and a rough background. He didn't have it necessarily easy going into this industry, and really didn't have a lot of connections or anything like that. So I don't think I've really, even myself, I've taken a second to be like, dang, Tim Allen, man, nice work, pretty good career. And still going at 72 as well. One of the best actors you'll ever see, Stellan Skarsgård is 74, Swedish actor, Bootstrap Bill in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Eric and Thor in the Avengers movies, just killed it on Andor. Just an incredible actor. And Malcolm McDowell is 82 today, another great actor as well. And we take a look quickly at Saturday and Sunday birthdays. On Saturday, Steffi Graf is 56. Loved watching Steffi Graf back in the day. Tennis star. Remember back in 93, her and Monica Seles had a great run. And then, of course, that ended with what happened to Miss Seles. But Steffi Graf is one of my favorite tennis players to watch. She was awesome. Yasmine Bleeth is 57. I believe she was on Saved by the Bell. I think she was.
Yeah, I think so.
I know she was on Baywatch and stuff. Boy George is 64 on Saturday. That's
only
a big one. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, yeah. Boy George is younger than Tim Allen. That seems odd.
That's weird, because don't you feel like in the 80s...
It doesn't seem right.
In the 80s, wasn't Boy George like 55 in the 80s?
It feels like he was old. He feels like he was at least in his 30s in the 80s, yeah. And he doesn't seem like he aged. Like, maybe because it's the makeup or something, I don't know. I mean, and to be honest, I don't pay a whole ton of attention. I don't mean that in a mean way, I just haven't. But
he's well-preserved.
Hey, he had a heck of a career. And still, he's still working and everything. And then Sunday birthdays, Neil Patrick Harris is 52 on Sunday. Great all-around talent.
Yeah.
Leah Remi is 55. King of Queens, Kevin Can Wait.
I like her.
I love her work. Oh, if I am casting a sitcom that's traditional, you got your man, woman, that kind of thing, and you got the bigger guy and the prettier,
the little
wife.
Petite.
Yes,
but she packs a punch. You know what I mean? Like
Leah Remi every single time.
I agree.
Number one choice. I would put Kathy Sigal in there as well, but Leah Remi probably is going to get my vote. Ice Cube is 56 on Sunday. Another one of those amazing careers, just all over the place. Courtney Cox is 61 on Sunday. Friends and so many other shows that she has been a part of. Great actor. Helen Hunt is 62 on Sunday. Love Helen Hunt.
I like her,
Incredible
too.
Incredible actor. Mad About You, As Good As It Gets.
What about Twister?
Twister, yes, Twister. Good
I
one.
Like
yeah.
her in that.
Yeah,
I don't...
she's good in that. And then also, let's see here. Jim Varney would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, and born in 1949, he was Ernest. All the Ernest movies, I don't know anybody in our generation, no matter where you grew up or where you lived, you watched the Ernest movies. Like, I know that
by choice or force, you watched them.
Absolutely, 100%.
They were on,
but
right?
Yes, I kid you not, even in the South Side of Chicago, you had kids watching the Ernest movies and everything. Those are just, and so much of it is because Jim Varney. He was so good. He was so talented. And, of course, went on to do voices, the Slinky Dog in the Toy Story movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And good voice actor as well. He was Farmer Fran in The Water Boy. I loved his part in that. He was really good in that. And one of my favorites of all time, Waylon Jennings, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1937. The reason that we talk about a genre of country music as outlaw is because of Waylon Jennings. Johnny Cash is my guy. I'm not saying anything against Man in Black, but Johnny Cash, I feel like, was brought in with outlaw country because of just who Johnny was. Waylon was, is the definition of outlaw country.
Yeah.
And just one of the greats. And I did not mean to cut you off.
You're good. No, I lost my thought. But we've seen him a few times, but toward the end, like, I saw him once for sure, maybe twice, but performing with his wife, with Jesse Coulter.
Wow.
And there was just a sweetness to it because he was declining in health already, but still playing, you know.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool, too, to see that dynamic.
That's so awesome. Just seeing him in general, but
yeah.
Seeing him like that.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's, you know, and some of these artists, while it'd be really cool, we'll see him in their prime or when their hit song comes out, I feel fortunate, like, seeing, like, George Carlin in his last tour. There's something to be said about that, too. That is a really... I'm going to pick your ear about that one. You see him... I didn't know you saw Waylon.
You want me to re-sing it for
cool.
you?
Yeah, we'll do that.
No, no, you don't.
We'll come back with the we say a big thank you to El Cafe, and we'll come back with Culver's Star of the Day right here on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous game show theme song.
Woo!
Yeah, changing up a little bit. And if you can get it right and you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win an adult and kids meal from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We appreciate them being a part of the things here at the station, the community, like they have for so very long.
This is going to be a fast one.
Yeah, this should be a fast one right here. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Tell us what game show this is.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I'm a little surprised.
Me too.
Here we go. Let's go ahead, see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Price is Right.
Yay! Yes! Nice job.
Nicely done. Make it official. There we go. Are you a fan of The Price is Right, sir?
Yeah, I've been watching it for many, many years. Yeah, even Bob Barker and all those guys. Yeah,
it's a good one. It's a great one. I think it's the one that I'd want to be on if I could be on any game show. I think that's the one I would want to be on. I think the one I'd be afraid to be on is Jeopardy. There's one or two categories I'd be good at. The rest of them, I'm just like,
wouldn't that be horrible? Like, yeah. There's six categories and you know one.
I'd be the guy on Jeopardy. Can I call a friend, sir? That's the wrong show. That's, you can't do that on this show. But I want to call somebody. Yeah.
So you would do better with the shell game to know which one the little ball is under.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That would be a good one. Is there one of the games or one of the things that you enjoy about Price is Right?
A Blinkle, I guess.
Yeah, Blink. I knew there'd be
that
one.
That was always a big thing. Remember, like, 30 years ago when that was, you always waited for Plinko to come on because it was the biggest prize.
It was awesome. Yes.
Or potentially the biggest prize.
Forgot about that part. Well, sir, we know you and you know us. You can come on by anytime and pick this up, okay?
All right. Yeah, finally got something that I've been trying for a couple years now and you haven't been getting in and get close to, so I'm happy.
All right. Okay, I'm glad you got one here. All right, that's great. You've been calling here for years, so we appreciate it. It's good that you got some winning in. That's awesome. Thanks a lot for listening and playing along. We'll talk soon. And be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be a star of the day, everybody. We appreciate you guys, and certainly a big, big, big thank you to our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Visit them this weekend. It's a perfect weekend to get some Culver's in your life. Be listening next week for another opportunity when some free Culver's in our star of the day. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Got to have the 80s playing us.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
You have to. It's a Friday, 80s Friday. That's what we do around here. Big thank you to everybody that tried to call in, and certainly our winner for the Culver Star of the Day. We appreciate you guys so much. Going to have some more fun next weekend. I have another game show for you. I like to do this in the summer, have game show theme songs. So a little tease to you out there. Bone up on your game show themes.
Yeah, hop on the game show network and see what you know.
The other reason I chose that for that one in particular to kick things off is because Bob Barker, as our caller mentioned, our winner did, took over in 1972 for the series and wrapped up. His retirement was in June of 2007. So it was on in this month back in 2007 that he retired and Drew Carey took over.
I loved that show when I was a kid. For real.
Yep.
Like, I think in the summers, I would even, remember when you slept in?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I can remember, like, getting up, you know, like upper elementary age, like, I'd get up at 10 o'clock in time to go, you know, like, from my bed to the couch to watch Price is Right.
I love the show. It's probably the one that I watched the most growing up. I did like Let's Make a Deal and some of the other ones, but that was the one I watched the most. You just did something there that I never, especially when I was younger, and somebody who overthinks and all that stuff, even I never dreamed that I would be nostalgic about sleeping in. That is not something I ever would have.
Remember that?
A cartoon, a snack. Like, sure, nostalgic about certain things. Sleeping in is not one of the things I had on my list of that I would be nostalgic about.
I mean, but
you're so right.
It's reality.
100% right, though.
But we had to get up. I mean, like, we couldn't just call up shows like you can now. You know, if you wanted to see it, you had to be up and watching it when it was on. Saturday morning cartoons.
And if you missed it, well, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, if you were really lucky, maybe you caught a rerun in the summer. But with game shows, there were no reruns or anything. So we're going to be talking a lot about Father's Day in the next couple of hours, gearing up for that. But today is also a big one. It is the only Friday the 13th of the year. So if you believe in like superstitions and those kind of things, maybe this is a good thing to you, or maybe it doesn't matter to you. A month has a Friday the 13th only if the month begins on a Sunday, and that's only happening once in 2025. The next Friday the 13th will be in February of next year.
That is crazy.
It's weird to think of.
I always feel like there's usually two.
At least two.
And then it's always weird. I mean, like, the best one is when it falls in October, right? For whatever reason, because of Halloween. I don't know.
It just
fits. Like, when it falls with a full moon.
Yeah.
Because every once in a great while that happens.
It does seem to. For what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't really care about the date today. When people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said it's probably or definitely not unlucky. Men are twice as likely as women to believe that Friday the 13th is unlucky. They're also more likely to consider themselves superstitious overall. 16% of men say that they are very superstitious compared to just 2% of women. That is a big gulf right there. I never would have thought of that.
I mean, superior intelligence.
Ah, yeah, that does come into play. by the way, I'm not arguing that. Krispy Kreme has a promotion today only where customers can receive a dozen original glazed donuts for 13 cents with the purchase of any dozen at the regular price as well. So that's not a bad deal.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, if I was a business like that, I would definitely be, any days like this, I would be finding promotions and different things to do. I think that's really smart. I've had this conversation with my mother quite a bit and everything, because my mom is literally, I'm not just saying this to, I know how I joke about my mother and my Jewish mother and a lot of those jokes, but this, I could not be more serious about this. She is literally the smartest person I have ever known. She has got a genius IQ. She is incredibly intelligent, and she also is very superstitious, and it throws me. It just throws me, because she could be so logical and so, you know, sense oriented, and then there are things like, Mom, what are you doing? Oh, I'm throwing some salt over my shoulder.
But do you think being her kid, you just expect her to always have a voice of reason?
There is that.
You know what I mean? Like you don't always have that. This. You're like, wait a minute. What is my mother doing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you just assume it's a, like, just, I don't know, like, your generation thing. Like, you don't think that you're adult. Yeah. responsible, reasonable parent is doing the same.
And it's interesting you mentioned generations, because I did just a little bit of homework on this one. I didn't do a deep dive, but we've seen superstitions and the numbers for that going down and down throughout the generations. And with this current generation, there's very little to no superstition. I thought maybe some of this had to do with the information age and, well, is a black cat really unlucky if it crosses my path? Well, I'll just go to the Googler and I'll look it up and everything. You know? And so for a lot of that age group, I wonder if this stuff is going to be around much longer or anything. And I mean, I don't think that this is one of those things. For everything that we, you know, bark about, oh, it ain't like the old days or whatever, I don't know if this is one of those things that's good or bad or whatever. It just is, you know?
Yeah,
some
for
stuff
sure.
just is.
But, you know, you talk about because we're on the superstitions, mm-hmm. right? You brought up the salt and the cat.
Yeah.
Do you ever walk under a ladder? No.
No.
You walk around it.
You do. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I mean, whether you're declared superstition or not.
Absolutely. Oh, the one that gets me, Terry, because of my mom, is the salt one. That's why. Because I'm pretty good about she did such a number on my brain with that stuff. If anybody around me knocks over salt, I will take a pinch and throw it over my shoulder. I will also try to do it where nobody knows I'm doing it. Because
so you're
I'm
like doing
stuff.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, I got this dirt on my shoulder. Yeah. Throw it over there. Yeah, I've gotten really good at it. The trick is to do the shoulder this farthest away. That's the way to do it. And I want to hear from you guys out there. Are you superstitious? Are you not? Call up. Let us know. 715-424-2600. You can always text us or call us through the Civic Media app. So that is interesting, but it also kind of leads into here. So why you feel a little weird on Friday the 13th? Where does that come from? Whether you are superstitious or not? It's the unofficial holiday for blaming everything on bad luck, Friday the 13th. And even if you don't think you're superstitious, this day can mess with your head. And you kind of just touched on this a little bit, Terry. There's even a term in it for psychology. It's called illusionary correlation. Illusionary correlation. That's our tendency to make connections between unrelated things or events. So spilling coffee on yourself on your way to work gets blamed on being an unlucky day and not on the, you know, pothole that you hit on this in the street.
Well, it's still unlucky.
It's still unlucky. Psychologists say that when life feels bad or chaotic, we look for something to blame, and superstition gives our brain that thing to blame. I've actually talked about this a little bit with the therapist I've worked with and stuff, and it's something that my brain and a lot of brains tend to do, especially if you have OCD or certain, you know, mental health things, where your brain is connecting all the time. There's another form that we all have where you try to see faces in things. Maybe the best example is your sink. Where it looks like the two handles are eyes and the nose, and the sink is a nose.
The faucet.
The faucet is a nose, yes. Our brains tend to look for faces in things, too. And this all, like everything else, goes back to fight or flight. And back in, you know, when we're first learning to walk upright and everything, and our brains, we got to survive. We got to keep the human species alive. So everything is life or death in that. Well, nowadays, obviously, it's not the case. But over evolution, over time, our brains are still looking and still that, you know, prehistoric brain in many ways. So we're looking for reason. We're looking for, well, where did this come? There has to be a reason for this. And our brains are constantly looking for that. I think the more we understand this stuff, the better we can be with superstitions or things that might hold us back. Because life is meant to be lived. And I don't think that anything should really be holding you back. At the same time, I'm not going to tell anybody how to live. If you're comfortabler in living in a more superstitious world or whatever the case might be, or just that even the simplest of, well, everything happens for a reason. That's something my mom believes very, very thoroughly. And if that gives you comfort, good on you. I don't see any problem with that as long as it ain't hurting you.
I think sometimes, too, though, isn't it just a way to just let something go, too? You know,
yeah,
like you said, like the spilling the coffee. Oh, okay, so it's a, you know, bad day, or you blame it on whatever. And then you can just move on from it instead of obsessing about it.
I know some people don't like the phrase. I know it can be corny, but sometimes it just is what it is. It really is. You just
totally.
That's the way it is. That's kind of interesting, though. It's something that most people, if you aren't superstitious, even if you feel. So I thought that was kind of a wild part of it. As we are gearing up for Father's Day, of course, we are not the only ones. Plenty of businesses out there doing a very similar thing. A lot of promotions going on for Father's Day as we're gearing up for it and everything. And Natty Light is in on this. Natural Light designed a workbench for the garage that folds up onto the wall and becomes a dartboard.
Oh, fun.
It's the ultimate hybrid. It's a workbench and a dartboard. It works like a Murphy bed, but it's for dads who want their garage to be a workplace and a man cave.
So I'm wondering, when does the stuff get cleaned off the workbench to be able to fold it up?
Winter. Yeah.
Does it, though?
Well, in theory. At least that's what we tell ourselves. Oh, I'll get to a winter. I don't need the garage till winter. I don't need it till winter. So we'll just wait until then. At least that's what I've done. I know my father's very guilty of it. When it's open, it's a workbench where you can fix stuff and store tools. When it's folded, there's a dartboard with two built-in beer holders right next to it. You can sign up online for a chance to win it, but you can go there. Oh, wait, let me make sure I get the website here right. Food and Wine is the one that did the article. I want to see where the
Where can you register?
What is the Natty Light? Oh, CDN builder. Oh, that can't be it,
because it looks pretty cool.
naturallight.com.
It'd be pretty fun to win.
Natural. I wasn't sure if they had that full name marked as their website. naturallight.com is the website. So I want to show Terry this a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty
here.
Cool.
It looks cool.
I don't even know if you'd have to use it as a workbench. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of a fun add-in.
Yeah, it's not too big, so even if you have your garage the way you like it, I think you can fill this in there. And they were taking some heat online that they didn't put like a bunch of more, like, you know, I don't know, colors and different things on it. That looks like it could be for any guy.
But it's their logo. What would you have them do?
I like that they kind of, they do a little bit more of a, that looks like something me and my dad would make, but professionally. You know, so maybe not something my father and I would make. But it looks, you know.
It's funny because all of those compartments are quite square. You would make that?
No. And they used all the same wood. No, my father and I would never do that. We're going to use this 2x4, this piece, and, you know, we're going to make a Frankenstein, you know, dartboard. That's pretty cool, though.
It's neat.
That's pretty nice. I like that. As far as like the perfect hybrids for dads, this is really good. But I was showing it to my dad and everything, and right away my dad's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but Jimmy, you remember when the recliner used to have a cooler in it? There was a stretch there where when Lazy Boys were really popular, and people would spin off of that, and they had like you had a refrigerator attached to the chair, and there was all these different things, and it just got way out of hand. There was like almost too much going on. Like, how can we make it so that you never have to get up again?
Like, the idea of getting up out of the chair once in a while is a good one.
It's a good thing. It's a good
circulation
thing.
Is important.
It's very
a little
important.
Exercise.
That's why we have commercial breaks. That's why we see stretch. It's a stretch. That's the whole reason. I don't know. I'm interested to see who gets that one. And what about dad gifts, Terry? That's a big one right now. Now, if you don't want, if you have already gotten him the tie, that's fine. But if you're not, you know, you're not sure what to get dad or something like that, we can help you out. Google looked at the top trending Father's Day gifts we've been searching for over the past month. Here are the top 10, no particular order. Grills. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brother and sister and I were thinking of getting my dad a new grill because his is just done. It's done.
Charcoal or gas?
Charcoal.
Or a griddle.
Oh, charcoal. Charcoal. Yeah. Definitely charcoal. If I want to stay in the family, charcoal. And he just doesn't want to let it go, though. Oh, no, it still works. And he's got...
Yeah. Or you get him the new one, but then he's still using the old one.
Yes. So we're pushing it off until next year.
Yeah.
We're looking at it then. Engraved cutting boards.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. I mean, I've seen that a lot more lately, so it's kind of cool.
Watches. A watch isn't a bad idea. Dartboard, we just covered that. Dartboards are pretty good. A watch case.
A what?
They got watches and a watch case as two separate things. That's not right. You can't do that. Now they're just trying to fill out 10. They had 8 or 7, and now they're just trying to fill it to 10. I don't know about that. Tennis shoes. So gym shoes or your sports shoe, you know, or
but
everyday shoes maybe. Or
I don't know. My experience is that kind of the dads, my dad, my husband, you know, are not really active shoppers. I mean, I know plenty of men who are, but I'm just saying that might be a good... thing to replace.
No, I think that's a great point. whether it's maybe not tennis shoes particularly, but we all know that there are stuff that our dads just are not going to replace until they absolutely have to. So maybe, you know, getting ahead of that and stuff, giving them something new.
I mean, that's better than a watch case.
Yes. I love that. Here's a watch case. Well, there's no watch in there. I got you the case. You can get the watch yourself. What is that? Swim trunks are on the list as well. That's something I could
maybe
see.
Something that needs to also be replaced.
Yeah. I got to be honest. I just did that last year. I had not bought a pair of swimming, like something to swim in ages. So I just did that last year. Golf bags. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sunglasses. I actually think that's a pretty good one. My dad seems to lose his left and right, so I think that's a pretty good one. And personalized socks.
Yeah, that's a thing. I've been seeing that a lot.
I haven't heard of that one.
Like, it's kind of a cute, funny thing. I don't know when they wear them, although I do see a lot of professionals, you know, like dressed up maybe in slacks and dress shoes that have socks that have some kind of pattern on them or something like that. But I've been seeing online a lot of personalized socks, like you put your kids' the kid's face is on the socks.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
And you know, I got nothing. There is very few things that I would say would be a bad gift for dad. And there's nothing you're going to give dad that he's not going to love and appreciate. But I just would throw in there, not every year it's got to be a gag gift. We try to do this thing with my dad where gag gift, next year good gift. Now, you know, and vice versa and stuff. Just to let
Are you putting the watch case?
Off the list. They mentioned something on here that I wanted to. There's things to do as well, like car shows, comedy shows, barbecues, just experience, time, spending time with your dad, doing something like that, I think is going to mean more than anything.
Well, and you know, I don't know. I've struggled with this for a few years now because you just, at some point, what do you get, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm also not opposed to cash is king, right? Like, absolutely. I have no problem. My dad has a June birthday and Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And at some point, you know what I mean? Out. Like, there's been a few things that he's mentioned about around the house. Like, he wanted a new service door on the garage. So, one year, we just all threw in on that and actually installed it. You know what I mean? Like, actually did the project.
Right.
So, like, there's stuff like that. But then there's also, like, you know, throw a little cash in the card and say, hey, get your, you know what I mean? Get what you want.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to do it, especially, and hopefully that, you know, that makes them do something for themselves.
Because you buy the grill when they're still going to use the old grill.
Yeah. And the same thing with almost anything on this list.
I try to be listening for cues all the time, right? Oh, I need blah, blah. It's like, okay, got it.
It's my dad is so much harder than my mom. So I'm so with you on this. Yeah. Like any opportunity year round that he mentions one little thing that he's looking for, he likes or something like that. Like, I guess I'll tell you exactly. He knows exactly what I'm getting. He wants cards. He wants football cards.
But I mean, let's be real. We've got Christmas and birthday and Father's Day. Well, and it's like, what? Wah.
You got to double tap this month. My dad's birthday is next month. So I at least get a couple weeks off here and everything. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the